Trevor, basically, what happened out there tonight, and what did you see on those interceptions?
Yeah, the turnovers, obviously, that's the story of the game for us, at least. First one, I just tried to anticipate DT rolling in there, threw it early, and guy made a play. And then the second one, tried to high-low a cloud corner, and he squatted on it, obviously, and took it.
Trevor, how would you describe the intensity on offense tonight?
I thought the intensity was fine. I mean, I think we hurt ourselves, right? I mean, we didn't score in the red zone. I turned it over, and it's tough to win that way. You're already playing a good team. You can't play against yourself as well.
Trevor, can you tell us what happened on the play where you hurt your left shoulder, and how is it feeling now?
Yeah, I mean, I try to tackle the guy, and that's certainly not my specialty, and I'm fine. You know, a little sore, but I'm fine.
You know, it seemed like the whole game, you were off sync in just a little bit in terms of trying to find your receivers. Any particular thing that the Giants were doing to put you guys in that position?
I mean, they played well. I mean, we knew their defense was good. I mean, last year they were top couple defense, and this year they had been playing well, and they've been in every game, so they're talented all across the board. Secondary's good, front's good, so credit to them.
After a loss like this, how quickly do you try to move on from it, and what are your focuses moving forward after it?
Yeah, tomorrow morning. I mean, we're getting ready to play the Chargers next week. I think we'll bounce back, and they won today, so it's going to be a great challenge going over there and playing a divisional opponent. But we'll be ready to go.
Was there even more of a focus tonight to get the ball to DT?
I think there's always a focus to get the ball to those guys. I mean, the more we can get it to those guys, the more they can affect the game is usually good for us.
Trevor, when you left the game briefly, what did you think happened to your shoulder? Were they just checking you out at that point? Or?
Yeah, I thought, they just said they wanted to bring me back early to check it out. But, just a little sore.
And back to DT, what did you think of his performance? I mean, 10 catches, 133 yards. Is that what you want to do every game with him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, I mean, that's he's a difference maker, and he got a lot of attention tonight. We just found a way to get it to him. But we need those guys for us to be, really good. Obviously, we can't turn it over, right? But for us to be really good, 10 and 88, got to make explosive plays in the pass game, and I got to give him a chance. I can't, throw it to the other guys, obviously.
Emmanuel and Isaiah both carted off with ankle injuries. What was your reaction when you saw that, and what would it mean if you lost them to this offense?
Isaiah's been coming along, and we've been working him in more. So that would stink. I don't want to obviously speculate on any of that, but he's done a really good job of picking up things, and we've kind of worked him in there, and he's done well for us. And Emmanuel, obviously, we know how good he is, so that would be unfortunate. But at the same time, all those other guys, Benny, Jordan Taylor, those guys keep stepping up when they get their chances, and it's next man up.
Trevor, any idea what's going on in the red zone, and can this team win if you're not balanced? Like we didn't expect them to take the runaway. It seems like that's when that you're not balanced. It's problematic for this offense.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I got to look at it. I mean, like I said, I think the red zone, everything kind of squeezes down, and you get two or three chances to make big plays down there and put it in. And we were close, just didn't get it done. And as far as being balanced, obviously you want to be balanced, right? But you're not going to do that 16 weeks. At some point, team's going to put a lot of guys in the box, and you're not going to be able to run it as well. And you got to throw it and beat teams, and vice versa. So you got to be able to win multiple ways. And I think you see the good teams are able to do that.
Trevor, is that how simple it was? Did they just have a bunch of guys in the box? Why do you think y'all weren't able to run the ball really well?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they might have been doing some different things. They did a good job matching our personnel, I thought. And, I got to look back and see it. But, run game, you've heard me say it's an 11-person operation. So I got to get us in the right runs. Receivers got to be blocking well. Offensive line, obviously, is a big part of that. But for whatever reason, we just didn't get going collectively.